time and be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Now, I'm going to get into my new series today on horse adventures, but I'm just also going to let you know, as I'm getting into the studio here, all the sound equipment being turned on, and we're glass enclosed, big, beautiful windows, and I'm looking outside, and there's a red-bellied woodpecker, and if you hear any tapping going on in the studio, it's him tapping on this big old oak tree. There's a 150-year-old oak sitting right outside here, and he's tapping away. So I know it's a horse adventure, and I actually do have a show on all the different woodpeckers, so I guess I'll have to ask him to come back in the studio someday. But on my horse adventures, I figured with this, I would start from my childhood. And no, I'm not going to say, you know, when little Joey was a little infant. No, but just talk to you about, you know, how I got into horsemanship and all this. So growing up, we had a family farm. And on the family farm, we had two little ponies because we were all little kids. And their names were Thunder and Lightning. I guess when you're little, you start little. And we started on the ponies. That began my love for horses. But as time progressed, and I'm just going to start to bounce around a little bit, so I'm not giving you the I was born on the plantation story. So here's the deal. As time has gone on, PBS had actually asked me to film a pilot TV show for them. I also filmed for another TV station as well, and it's not released yet, and I will let you guys know because many people always ask me about, you know, what's going on with Joey B. And if hey, you want to see some of my shorter adventures, you can go to joeyb.tv. If you want to tweet me, you can tweet me at joeybOutdoors. But we filmed for PBS and another television station. We filmed on Willow Grove Farms. And I filmed there with Morgan Lake and her sister and father. And I'm going to tell you, you go, so what's the big deal? Well, this is a Clydesdale farm. And just the beauty of, I'm telling you, getting onto Willow Grove Farm and looking around and seeing nothing but Clydesdales. Because, again, we're used to seeing quarter horses, standardbreds, thoroughbreds, whatever your love and your passion is for. But this in itself was just a great place to be. And we filmed there many times with Joey B TV. And most people, they always think about, when you hear about Clydesdales, they think about sort of either Christmas time or the Super Bowl and all the Budweiser commercials in Clydesdales and driving a team. Well, guess what? I have had the opportunity to learn how to drive a team of Clydesdales. So Morgan and I, driving a team, cameramen on the wagons, off the wagons. These camera shots from all different angles. Pretty cool deal. And then, probably more important, I was also taught how to ride Clydesdale saddleback because it's more of an English-style riding because I grew up the cowboy and I am a Western guy. And it's an English style of riding. And you know, you always hear, and even on RFD TV, there's a show called Gentle Giants, and it's about all the different, you know, workhorses that we have, and obviously often they have Clydesdales on there. But I am telling you right now that Clydesdales are definitely the gentle giants. I've been on all different breeds of horses in my lifetime, and getting on there on these Clydesdales, they are so just walking around the farm. They are like little puppies follow you around, but they are big old puppies. And it is getting on there, and Morgan obviously teaching me on camera about all the, you know, how they, you know, mount the horses. And hey, mounting a Clydesdale is a little bit different than mounting a quarter horse. So just really, really neat. And when you look at the size of these, and horses, if you don't know this, are measured in hands. And if you could actually, on Joey B TV, if you wanted to see some of Willow Grove Farm, myself and Morgan, I actually do some smaller little episodes on riding and driving a team. You could check those out. And two of the horses that you will see me on, one is Cade, and he is a monster of a Clydesdale. And you will see me on Fish. And Fish is a smaller guy, but just this beautiful long mane. And these two horses, along with a few others, we've spent some, you know, really good time on these horses to teach people. But just, again, it's my horse adventures and what I'm speaking about. And just, I guess, really, really cool place to be is on Willow Grove Farm. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, one of my favorite places on earth. I've done a lot of research out in right outside of Yellowstone in the Beartooth Mountain with my grizzly bear research, and on the opposite side, many years out in Idaho on the Sagebrush Steppe. So two sides of the Rockies, right in between is Yellowstone and Jackson Hole. So when I am done, typically I am just out there, and I call Yellowstone my summertime playland because I get done with research and I've got my fly rod and I'm in there. But I also do lots of fly fishing out of Jackson Hole, Wyoming as well. Well, one year, my niece Kate, and I'll give you a cool Kate story in a little bit. We were out west, or she was out west for the first time. And if you don't know this and you've never been in this area, I call this land of a postcard. And you go, what do you mean land of a postcard? It is literally that you can take a camera and go click and then turn and go click and keep turning and just taking pictures. And everywhere you look, it is a postcard. The Grand Teton Mountains are magnificent right there. And I speak in some of my geologic adventures, I speak about the Grand Tetons. So let me turn back the clock on Katie. So we are on my friend Nancy Nolte's farm many years ago. Kate's a small little gal, about age 7. And Nancy Nolte, you probably know her brother Nick Nolte in the movies and all that. So we're there, and Nancy has a mare and a foal. Mare happens to be the female horse. The foal is the baby. And Nancy and I are chatting, and Nancy's telling me that the foal just simply doesn't come up to anyone, sort of stays by mom and all this. So as we're chatting, Kate goes out, and she walks out into the field on her own because, you know, the pond is down there, and actually Kate and I were going to be going fishing for the day up there with Nancy. And Kate's just standing in the middle of the field. And it's sort of, I guess, the innocence of a child, and the foal comes walking up right to Kate, the first time ever. And the foal comes walking up to Kate, and Kate's just standing in the middle field and just patting the foal on the top of the head. And Nancy's going, Joey, look, that has never, ever happened. So now let's fast forward the clock. And now all of a sudden, Katie is 16 years old, and we're in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And we are going to go riding. So there are many guides that are out there. So we get to one of the ranches, get a guide and a horse or some of their guide horses. And I'm going to tell you this. If you've never ridden trails with good trail horses. See, I joke about it this way. Trail horses know two things. They know how to go up the trail and come back down on the trail right to their ranch, their stable, their barn. So they know how to do those two things well. So we've got a guide, and Kate and I are up there, and we're riding through the Rocky Mountains, through the Grand Tetons. And for me, again, and I'll share in some of my other adventures, you know, some of my research of riding horses through the Rocky Mountains, but I'm letting you know right now, this is through her eyes and seeing this for the first time, because we had been to other places, actually even taken the tram ride in Jackson Hole itself up to the top of the Rockies, and you're seeing the beauty, but you're seeing it via the horseback. And I guess my pleasure now is I am on a stable horse, but I've ridden many times, and Kate hasn't ridden that many times. And she is now seeing all of this, and we are now at the very, very top of the Rockies looking down onto a horse ranch with hundreds of horses there. And the view, spectacular, again, of the Grand Tetons and all that, but the view of this horse ranch. And when you talk about burning an image in someone's mind, anytime out west comes up, this story comes out of Kate's mouth, and rightfully so, comes out of Kate's mouth, and obviously I'll add a few little things inside there. So we made our way back down, and again, because we wanted to have a filled day, and this is what, you know, being out in Jackson is all about, we did a whitewater rafting trip on that day. And I'd probably say that, you know, see, here's the deal. I'd probably say it was probably one of her better days in her life, but I'm going to let you know it was one of my better days in my life. Now, when I was doing my grizzly bear research in the Rocky Mountains, so this is in the Beartooth Mountain Range in another piece of the Rockies right outside of Yellowstone. Think about this. We are a team of scientists going up there, and we're looking at critical grizzly bear habitat, and we are actually with our backpacks, all our research gear on, and every now and then we were interrupted, and it's a good interruption. You would have a fly fishing guide, and I'll just call them his clients, and they are going on their fly fishing adventure up the Rockies. He's going to take them up to the top of the Rockies, camp somewhere next to a mountain stream or lake. Most of them are glaciated lakes, pretty spectacular. So there are the guide horses and the pack mules. And I will just say this, and I'll talk to you a little bit about pack mules, but I'm going to let you know that pack mules are these strong but sturdy and steady animals. I guess three S's that go inside of there. And they really are. They are so steady on their feet, especially with a lot of weight on them. All right. And I've seen pack mules, and I'll give you some stories with Grand Canyons in a few minutes. But, you know, here you are hiking along, and for those of you out there that are interested, and you say, well, I'm a fisherman. Some of you just may be a photographer. And by the way, nothing wrong with that, because I do that. I have a camera, even though cameramen chase me around the country as we're filming. I have a camera everywhere I go, and if you look on Facebook and Tumblr and Twitter and Flickr and all these different places, I have a social media gal who works for me, and every day we're posting photos of where I am around the country. So again, if you want to get into all that social media stuff there, you're more than welcome. Well, one day, because now I'm walking down the Grand Canyon Trail with my cousin Kevin many moons ago and his best friend Paul, and I'm meeting him out there because I'm going off to do some wolf research, but I'm going to meet them, and we're going to hike Grand Canyon in Bryce and Zion. Well, we are walking down the canyon trail, and up comes a team of mules. So you've got the guide riding on a mule, and then you have all the clients riding on the mules. Because think about this. I told you that they are really sturdy and steady animals, and the trail is maybe about, and I've got my hands, maybe about 2.5 feet wide, 3 feet wide going down. And one side is the wall of the Grand Canyon. The other side is you look down. It's pretty far down. I'm sure if you fall, it's probably a fun ride till you hit the bottom. I'm joking in a serious sense. And since we don't want that to happen, the guides actually all use mules there. And if you ever want to see about, because some of you always ask me questions, because I get lots of Twitter questions answered. On Joey B TV, I actually do have an episode on how to saddle a horse. So if you're interested in learning how to saddle a horse, I am out there on one of the ranches, and we cover that topic as well. And now it's really neat. You know, I talk about my family, and I was giving you stories about Kate. Now I've got my niece, Gabby. And Gabby is now at the age where I began my horsemanship at about age 6, 7. You know, again, I've been on horses before that, but actually began to ride, you know, on my own and all that. And Gabby is now at that age. And my promise to her was that I would get her on horses, not just one horse this year, but get her on horses.